Yeah, frozen shoulder is just going to affect one shoulder at a time, typically.
Seems like it's a pretty common occurrence, too. I mean, I even saw Al Roker on the Today Show had shoulder surgery. I'm not sure if it's the same condition, but just explain what this is, frozen shoulder.
Yeah, you know, frozen shoulder is not something that you would have surgery for. Frozen shoulder will affect mostly women. The kind of most prevalent ages are from age 40 to age 70. Men can also get this, but mostly my patients that come in are usually women. And the frozen shoulder develops out of nowhere. You know, they just start going, you know, my shoulder feels a little achy. They start thinking, well, maybe I'm getting a little older. And you find yourself more and more often grabbing onto that shoulder and doing some self-massage. And then one day you go to put on, if you're a woman, you go to, hook your bra in the back, or a man, tuck his shirt behind you, put your coat on, swing that arm behind you, and you get hit with a wallop of pain. And you start to notice that your range of motion is getting smaller and smaller as the weeks are going by.
Well, and I think a lot of us will just say, oh, I must have arthritis. That seems to be kind of like the catch-all diagnosis, self-diagnosis. But it's a little bit more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, frozen shoulder actually doesn't have to do with the bones or the cartilage, which is what arthritis has to do with. It has to do with the capsule around the shoulder bones. And the capsule is kind of, if you would, a containment bag that holds the joint fluids in and around the two bones that connect to make the joint. And if you think of the joint capsule of your shoulder, almost like an accordion in the armpit area, where there's a bunch of redundant folding. And what happens with frozen shoulder is our body somehow gets into an inflammatory state, and those folds begin to kind of adhere to one another so that when we lift our arm up overhead or reach it behind our back, those folds just won't unfold anymore. So that becomes the limiting factor, and of course it becomes painful.
And you're talking about that it could be due even to underlying medical issues. Would that be for somebody that doesn't realize they have these issues, or are they already struggling with that?
Sometimes people don't know that they have these medical issues, such as type 2 diabetes, which is inflammatory in its nature, thyroid issues, or cardiovascular disease. Now, what's really interesting, my last patient that I had that was a frozen shoulder patient, again, I was treating her for her neck. She came in one day and she said, my shoulder's starting to hurt me. And it went into a full-blown frozen shoulder issue. Hmm. And we came to find out during the course of that treatment that she was very low in her thyroid hormone. So I thought, oh, how interesting that was, that it seemed to come out of nowhere. But the body affects different chemical responses are effective in the shoulder. But what happens in the frozen shoulder, it kind of runs its own course in a way. It becomes inflamed and tender, usually about the mid-arm, somewhere between the elbow and the shoulders, where you'll actually feel a lot of the pain symptoms. And then it gets to the point where you start to limit its motion. Now, if you go to your doctor and he or she gets you into physical therapy right away to start moving the bones and stretching that capsule, you can usually be done with a frozen shoulder problem in about, believe it or not, 4 to 6 months. It takes a little while. But if you don't get care for it, this thing can drag on for 2 years. So it's really important that you get care sooner than later.
So you talk about the progression of it. There's three stages. Can you just quickly in the last minute go over that for us?
Yeah, so there's the painful stage. That's when you start to go, oh, wait a second, something's wrong with my shoulder. It might hurt when you roll onto it in the middle of the night. The frozen stage, the second stage, is when that pain now becomes limiting pain. Now you can't reach up high into your kitchen cabinets. You can no longer put that arm first into your jacket. You have to be really careful reaching behind you. And that's the time when you're getting treatment. And then the thawing stage is the stage where all of a sudden the body starts to be helped along with some treatment, starts to release those adhered folds, and you regain full motion. Again, you don't need surgery for this. So sometimes it has to be helped along with some anti-inflammatories. But other than that, physical therapy is the way to go with a frozen shoulder.
Okay. Well, Lisa, we appreciate you just bringing this to our knowledge here, because I hear about it. I don't really know what it is. And this may help somebody in a huge way. And this is what we're trying to do. Just helping people not only connect faith to life, but also with our medical aspects here, too. You were telling me the other day that you have a story about somebody that their life was changed. And this is, I guess, what Christian radio can do for people. Can you tell us quickly just that listener story?
Yeah, you know, Christian Radio is here to inspire and to grow us and to help us to be sharper tools in God's hand. And certainly physical ailments are going to dull that effect. And so about 6 months ago or so, we were doing a radio program, and we were talking about the importance of getting your regular checkups. Once you become 50, there's a whole bunch of things you need to have done, and one of those checkups is a cardiology checkup. And so a listener had written to me and said, you know, I need to thank you because a few months ago you told me and that information, and I started to bug my husband. And you said, don't give up. Keep bugging your loved ones. And I didn't give up. And my husband, who is thin and slim and very athletic, he finally went to the cardiologist because I knew that he had a family history of cardiovascular disease. And he left there with a medication for his heart and a scheduled catheterization because he had a blockage. So she was writing to say, because I listened to that, you just saved my husband's life.
Wow.
So wow.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We don't see all of those things each day. How important a little bit of information is, you can actually save someone's life. And that man can go on for many decades now and be a tool in God's hands.
Fantastic. Wow. Amazing the power, the way God works through Christian Radio. Thanks for that, Lisa. And thanks for always joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure and joy.